Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Welcome to another edition of Musically Inclined with La Crush Hearts on Phone Fantasy Radio. That's what you're tuned into right now. Lines are wide open, 805-830-8320. And I must ask you, how was your week/weekend? How was it? I haven't seen you or heard you or spoke to you in about 6 days. And, 5 days. And, just want to know. Okay, so, let's see. I had a quiet weekend. Real quiet, laid back, no drama. A little drama, but no drama, really, to report. Nothing on the mind, just chilling, waiting for tonight's show, where we talk about hoes, male hoes, female hoes, all that. In a big pot of Musically Inclined, which is the Monday Night Jukebox. Started off with Strip by Chris Brown. Who doesn't like that song? Remixed by Tess Smooth. Smooth Face. You remember? Okay, so let me relax for a minute. And let me just say this. We had a great show last week. We talked about booty calls, friends with benefits. Then I went into immigration and boundaries and borders and the land of the free. We had a very intellectual conversation on Tuesday night. So, you know, that's how we do it on Phone Fantasy Radio. We talk about a variety of topics, a variety of conversation, opinions, and we just like one big pot of gumbo. Shout out to Lady C. Baton Rouge. Okay, so, like I said, the lines are open. I'm not even going to continue to run my mouth because this is the Monday Night Jukebox, as I need to remind y'all. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Let me get that out the way early. Facebook, Phone Fantasy Radio, facebook.com/WRPF Radio. And we're also on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio and at La Crush Hearts. So hit us up on those two social networks. Follow us, hit us a note. We'll follow you back, all that good stuff. And that's how we roll over here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Okay, can I make a confession? Quick confession. I did not update my playlist. I know. I was going to, and then I changed my mind. And I was like, why? Why would I do that? And now I know why. Because now I have none of the songs I want to play tonight. But I'm going to do and work with what I got. And y'all going to fucking enjoy it. Because that's how I feel right about now. I'm sorry. That was inappropriate. Fuck out of here. Okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. Be patient with me. Anyway, I'm going to another music set, and I'll be right back.
Lean back, come on. Now we living better now. Coochie sweat now, and as you fall, can fly through any weather now. See, get tight when you're worth some millions. That's why I thought the chinchilla hurt their feelings. You can find your crack it all tight. Out of Vegas, front row to all the fights. If Father Born come, then they probably squeal. Cause nasty rappers, they're like dirt for real. If you cross the line, damn right, I'm gonna hurt you. These even made gang signs commercial. Even Lil Bow Wow throwing it up. Beat the K Crip walking like that's what's up. Can't keep telling me to speak about the rucker. Matter of fact, I don't want to speak about the rucker. Now even Pee Wee Kirkley could imagine it. When didn't have to play to win the championship. Come on. Don't dance, we just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back. Lean back, come on. I said, my don't dance, we just pull up a pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back, come on.
Welcome back. This is Miss La Crush Heart, and that right there was TLC, Those Scrubs. And at this point, you were here, uh-oh, y'all bitch getting out of, okay. And before that, Fat Joe leaned back, no, c- connection, but, you know, it's the Monday Night Jukebox, musically inclined, and like I said earlier, I am Miss LaCrush Hart, and it is 15 minutes into the show, and I am feeling good just right now. I'm not even going to say today. I'm just going to say right now. I'm feeling good about myself. I have energy. My eyes are open. I am ready. I'm ready. Okay. 805-830-8320. The number to hit us up. Press that one. I'll definitely let you on. We're also in the chat room at phonefantasyradio.com. Just click on listen chat in the main navigation menu. And you can join me in the chat room. And you can also hear the show. And we're on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. And just click on air. And you can tune in that way if you have computer speakers and headphones. And as always, the shows are archived. The show is being recorded. You can download the show for later. You can go to archives. You can share it with your friends. Share it on your Facebook. Share it on your Twitter. All that good stuff. And because I'm motherfucking awesome, you can call in with Skype. So if you have a Skype account, you got a microphone or headphones or both, you can tune in with your Skype as well. There is a link in the chat room for you to do that. And that's how you connect with us and interact with us here at Phone Fantasy Radio. Okay, so this has been an issue with me for a while now. I've been single for a long time. I'm open about my sexuality. I know I attend swing parties and I like to go different places and I tell y'all, listen, I've done this, I've done that. I'm open with it, okay? However, I know that there's this terminology out there and it's got me baffled. It got me baffled because in most communities, you know, one word could have a million different meanings. And the word we're going to focus on tonight is ho. 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 You know, ho is a garden tool. Ho is reference to some women that are sexually open, I think. Well, you know what? That's what we're going to get through to tonight's conversation with Long, the Monday Night Jukebox. What is the true definition of a hoe? How do you interpret that? As a woman, how does that make you feel? As a man, are you a hoe? Can you be a hoe? We need to get to the bottom of this tonight. Once again, join the conversation, 805-830-8320. If you got long distance, it's free for you. If you across the pond, you can use our Skype. As a matter of fact, I'm logged in with Skype right now. Okay, so I got a caller from the 908. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where you calling from?
Mooches, I'm calling from Jersey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. Smooches out there, everybody that's listening. And topic of Smooches, the musically inclined, and our host with Crush Hearts.
Yes, thank you for the drop.
Thank you so much. I actually tuned in tonight because I heard that you were doing a spoken word, and I wanted to get this something off of my chest tonight for somebody who they know they're out there. Hopefully they're listening, and if they're not, it's okay too. But I do want to address the topic before I go into my word. Oh gosh. So you are sexually open and free, and I remember in chapter 1 through 8 of my life, I call my life chapter. I haven't written a book yet, but I just look at life as chapters. I think that there was some holiness to me, you know, and I used to, the thing is that whoredom can be contagious, so I think maybe a little bit of my wholeness rubbed off of some really good people, but I used to have a really weird way of looking at the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thank God that I don't look at it the same way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, for a good part of your life, women walk around with a lot of pain on us. And because we don't identify with our right rib right away, we tend to kind of chase all the treats. But mm-hmm. one treat, one addiction leads into the other. And I also am a... addictive personality by nature. So, you know, once you spoon feed somebody sex, of course, they're going to want more of that because it feels good, just like I used to have the same problem with food, just like I have the same problem with book reading. I love books.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I think the word whole, because we're getting back to wholeness, the terminology, mm-hmm. the vernacular. I think that it's a derogatory term, just like the word nuka and the derogatory term, you know, kike and the derogatory kind of wetback and all of those. So how does it make us feel? Well, I think it makes you feel horrible. I don't think that there's any word out there that's derogatory that's not meant to make you feel a certain way. It's supposed to make you feel, it's supposed to make you feel just the way it is. The thing about it is it got out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Women used to have a certain a cutoff to their hold 'em. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Once you started writing in the book, okay, woo, you got to a number, you said, that's it. But I think that because it's so socially acceptable in some planes today or some areas and groups today that women are doing it, but the thing is it depends on the hoe because some hoes know how to hoe, meaning they do it and they do it knowingly. Some are hoeing and don't know it, and then they're ending up with a needle in their arm, they're ending up on drugs, they're ending up, you know, in abusive relationships because they didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm taking you too deep. If you want
no,
me to come off the list, I'll come back up to
not
the top. Because I know there's a lot of people out there that's listening, and I don't want to go too deep because I don't want to put y'all to sleep. But,
no, you're not.
Okay.
I love listening
I think,
to you.
I'm just, my personal opinion, smooches to everybody out there, too, because I'm giving this with a loving heart, and I'm also doing it as an experienced woman over 40. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still lovely. I'm still gorgeous. But I think that if I had looked at my past, a lot of the things that I was doing sexually is because I was led by the wrong people for the wrong things, my mind frame. Now, I'm not going to blame it on anybody because that's what's me. But I do say that you need to know exactly what you're doing. You sound sexually free. You sound informed. You sound like you know what you want to do. But you also said that you've been single. I think for the most part, a lot of women want to be connected to somebody who understands them. The thing is, you're never going to find anybody that understands you between the legs
mm-hmm.
a lot of the time. Now, somebody says, oh, mm-hmm. that's not true. Look, look, look. For those small minds out there, look, you just sit back for a minute because you know for a fact that if you, it's only on a relationship and the only presence of it is sex, then you know that's all it ever really be. Don't look for someone. See, women want a man that they're having sex with on a regular basis or they're getting the best orgasms from to still pay the bills and treat them like a lady. And you can't get the whole package doing that. So you just need to know what, how much into your hold'em you're going to be. That's my key point and principle. And number two, how long are you going to hold? You need to know. And what are the boundaries? Because you just, some people don't even know you can have boundaries. They done did everything. So what if you do find your right rib or your husband, what is he going to have? Is he going
right.
to be able to... I mean, what is he? If you've done everything with Tom, Dick, and Harry, what is he gonna have?
Mm-hmm.
One time I said it. What guy asked me? He said, "Are you a virgin?" I said, "In my ears."
I'm good to use an
LR. He said, "What does that mean?" I said, "Exactly what I meant." He's like, "Oh Lord, that's terrible." And then at that point, it was another stage of enlightenment for me because I said, "Oh my goodness gracious! Oh no." You know what I'm saying? What are we doing? Just think about it. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of people don't want to hear that because everybody's too busy having fun and rubbing on your clit and it's good. And
all that.
Oof, can't get all right, so let me go into that. I'm out for that. Y'all go ahead and do the hold 'em.
Okay.
All right? It's just like another world PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Tune in on the chat line. It's Smooches, and I'm up here with Musically Inclined and my girlfriend. Hi, LaCruz Hearts. Okay, so, anyways, let's get back to spoken word over mic if I could. Okay, here we go. This is called Onomatopoeia. Stop staring at my spot. It knows that you chose me. Just looking at what's hot. I won't let you close the top of my sand. Lift off my land. Look at my hand. Just take it slow. Stop asking me for top. I won't let you shame me until you stop gaining feet. French fly confusion. Your lingo got me losing my mind, but I'm protecting my spot. Kicks, max, rule facts. Our emotions go wee, wee, whack. And every time I close the door, ooh, you come right back. You're teaching me about waves, rolling thunder, putting emphasis on my spot. The G, the only thing that makes I. But it's time to be nice. Let the small things fly. You've been waiting for so long to bring me to the place I place out of space. Stop staring at my spot. Damn, boy, you so crazy. Come on and get some of this cheeseburger. Dinner's ready. Smooches.
Very nice, Smooches. Cheeseburger. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much. I hope y'all were entertained. Thank you so much for coming.
I was. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us. Appreciate that.
Okay.
I got another call.
I'll continue to listen.
Huh?
I'll continue to listen. Just put me on hold. I'm good.
Okay. I got 718 in the building. How are you, Brooklyn?
No, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Is that supposed to be your sexy voice?
Yeah, you know it. Yuck. Hashtag that. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Tell everybody who you are.
I'm known as Chev. I'm from Brooklyn, New York City. And
yeah.
Just listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. What's the topic of the night?
What's going on, Chevy baby?
Nothing much, Cushy baby.
The topic tonight is the hoe phenomenon. We're talking about hoes, different area codes, all that. Trying to really boil down and get to the
nitty gritty.
The essence. Yeah, the nitty gritty, the essence of the whole terminology, the whole vernacular, everything of what is a hoe. Chevy baby.
Okay.
What are your thoughts
what
about
is that? All right, technically a hoe is a female that gets money for having sexual flavors. Simple. But like unfortunately people got the term hoe confused where if a woman has sex with more than one guy or have multiple sex partners, they are hoe. And I won't consider them hoes. I just consider those ladies like, I won't even consider them sluts, whatever. It's just like, you know, sometimes women just like having sex with multiple partners. Simple. You can't sit there and, because she has sex with these amount of guys, sit there and be like, oh, I can't entertain a relationship with her. Like, that's corny. That's very childish of you. That's very childish on a man's part, whatever. But in layman terms, in my layman terms, a hoe is somebody, is a female who, female or guy, who makes money doing sexual favors.
Okay.
You know.
Interesting. Yeah. Hoe. How do we get that confused? Those are two different aspects.
how what confused the meaning of hoe or
right,
like
how the whole concept of hoe going from
a paid act to women who just out there for fun. Guys who are just who look at these women and they want to marry, wife them up. Well, not wife them up. I don't like that word. Who wants to entertain relationships with them. But because they have X amount of partners in these guys' eyes, and most in these guys' eyes, and these are guys, these are most guys in general's eyes, they still want the whole I want to break in a version, which is like nearly impossible to find. Like, stop it. So,
I mean,
it's just,
let's get technical for a minute.
Yeah.
Let's get technical for just for a minute.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, a hoe, technically, doesn't even mean you exchange your sexual favors. A hoe is a garden tool. Technically.
Oh,
no. All right. I mean, let's be serious. A hoe is a tool. It is a metal tool with a flat metal on it and a long handle on it, and is used to dig up or mix plaster or, you know, that is a hoe. So, where do we get that from? Like, how did hoe become this whole new category?
Maybe because, like, for short for, man, well, whore, I mean, hoe is short for whore, also, in some
weird
circles.
Those are two different feelings, I mean, spellings. How is that short for
whore? H-O? Whore?
H-O?
Ho, yeah.
Whore.
Whore, yeah.
W-H-O-R-E?
Yeah, just drop off the W and R-E. Get ho.
Drop off all the letters.
Huh? Drop off all the letters.
Hey, you dropping off all the letters. That's a whole brand new word.
You're right. Maybe that's why where it came from, but in, I mean, am I running in circles, whatever? I mean, I consider a hoe as in a woman that exchanges favors. I mean, a woman that exchanges sexual favors for monetary gain.
Okay, so I definitely get where Smooches was coming from. As far as people don't know their boundaries, or they don't have their limits, or they don't make their limits known when it comes to sex. I definitely understand that. I definitely understand, you know, as I listened to what she said, I was summoning up, like, myself. I don't know, this is what I consider myself, in my own opinion, as being a realist. When there is a action, there is going to be a reaction. So me being sexually open and putting all my cards out on the table, on the airwaves, if you will, talking about everything with anybody, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you, you know, and in some aspects, you may even call me a hoe. In, you know, many aspects, because like I said, I am open with it, and I really don't try to bite my tongue about something. However, just because I'm sharing with you my story doesn't mean I don't have any limitations into what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I think that's where, you know, that confusion is. People are not, why you got two numbers up here? People are not biting their lips anymore. It's not that we're not closing our legs. I think we're not biting our lips anymore, and we're actually putting it out there. Back in the day or in the past, it wasn't proper. So we did a lot of shit. We just didn't put it out there.
Yeah.
And now I can talk about whatever I want to. I can put it out there. I can, you know, be open with my sexuality. And now it's taking a whole new life form.
Yeah.
Just in my opinion.
Yeah, it means women can't be sexual. Women can't be that sexual without, unfortunately, men always looking at them as whores, a hoe, or in their mean of hoe, which is kind of sad, you know. In one aspect of it, if you're looking at it from that aspect, it's kind of sad because at the end of the day, guys are really sexual, but they're not looked at as hoes at all.
No, they're players. They're
players or. Yeah, players or pimps, I can see that.
In certain aspects. I mean, we do call them dogs and tricks, you know, that whole dynamics there as far as pimps and hoes and tricks and that can of whoop ass.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, everybody's a player. Look at me, I'm boss. Unfortunately.
Shout out to Russ in the chat room right now with me. You see, he logged in with his Skype. I got the 513 tuned in right now. Then it's you and me. Smooches is still listening. I am going to go to a 2-song break, and we're going to come right back and finish our conversation about hoes. You are tuned into Musically Inclined. Hold on. Before I go, 513 raised their hand. It makes no sense for me not to let them in real quick. 513, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Romeo D. Natty. From
Cincinnati, hey, Romeo.
Ohio. Hey, what's up?
How are you doing?
I'm cool. Doing that, I listen to the show. I'm a poet, right. Spoken word artist.
Yes, I know. I remember you calling in.
Oh, okay.
But let's get your opinion on tonight's topic real quick. The whole phenomenon. What is a hoe in your opinion?
Basically, you know, a hoe that is a woman or a man that's going out and having sex for money, getting paid to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And letting it just be about the money, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But,
okay.
I mean, sometimes hoes are needed, though. I believe that fully.
Yes? Elaborate?
Well, a hoe can do things with a man or a woman, you know, bring to the table that you might maybe not get from a quote unquote square type of person. You know, you might need that extra oomph that a hoe can provide. Then get you start your week right.
Okay.
Things they've been taking care of home. Unfortunately, sometimes a person might go out to and seek a hoe.
Okay. That's a whole nother dynamic right there.
Indeed.
Okay. Do you have a piece to share with us tonight?
I can, not necessarily a whole piece, but I can bless you with a piece.
Oh, no, I just thought you may want to share something. It don't have to be about hoes.
Look. You want love, romance, or erotica?
Erotica.
erotica. All right. This piece is titled Head of Class. I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. I noticed her head back. Eyes closed, mouth quivering. I can only imagine the rapid thoughts that were going through her mind. Could it equal the pace that my tongue was twirling around her clit?
Okay. It looked like his phone did not agree with that. And the call dropped. Shout out to Romeo. he should be calling back in a minute. Until then, I'm going to go ahead and take this quick break, and we're going to come back to our conversation.
Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Oh, that's how you feel. feel, man, it's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all these bitches wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, and again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up? Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up? One time, fuck one time. I'm calling niggas out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the pussy. So I swam to her butt, it's east side. We in this bitch, wish a nigga would, like a tree in this bitch. And if a leaf fall, put some weed in that bitch. That's my M.O. at a beat of that shit. I'm fucked up, tore down, I'm twisted. Doorknob, talk stupid, off with your head. Nigga, money talks, and Mr. Egg, yeah. I'm so young money, got a drum on the gun, energizer bunny. Funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't shit sweet. Niggas on the street like hookers, I tongue kiss her other tongue. Skeet, 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 water gun. Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. Don't she? Now she want a photo, you already know though. Yeah. You only live once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, nigga, we don't really play. Every day, every day, fuck what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real nigga, what's up, what's up, what's up? Real nigga, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Now she want a photo. You already know though. You only live once. That's a motto.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Okay, that was by accident, but I'm not sorry because I really don't dig Drake. I don't know why I pressed play. Oh. Anyway, welcome back to Musically Inclined. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts. That right there was Drake, blah, blah, blah. Before that, I played a song. And before that, we had a spoken word artist on here. Romeo disappeared. The call dropped. He ain't been back since. But it is what it is. Tonight, we are talking about the hoe phenomenon. We are asking, what is your definition of a hoe? And Romeo mentioned something. He said, hoes are needed. He said, hoes are needed. Do you agree? Do you disagree? If so, why? Why do you think hoes are needed? 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that one. I'll definitely let you on. Go to phonefantasyradio.com. We are in the chat room right now. Shout out to Daniel who came in. And Larry is in there. Good evening to Larry. Russ is in there. He's chilling with himself. And somebody said their definition of a hoe is someone who's at the bottom of the barrel. Whoever that was, Mr. Anonymous or Miss Anonymous, call in. Tell us, what do you mean by that? You know, elaborate more on that. Definitely like to know what's on your mind. 805-830-8320. Okay. We got a Chevy Baby still on the line. You still on the line with me, Chevy Baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's wrong? You sound depressed. Why?
I miss this young lady.
Oh, is she a hoe?
No, she's not. She's far from that. She's a nice young lady.
She's a nice young lady.
Yeah.
You beat that?
I destroyed that.
You destroyed that. I know that's right.
I think she begs to differ, though.
Oh. Why?
I don't know. I just like kissing her, though. I miss her kisses.
You miss her kisses?
Yeah.
She got chapped lips.
She always has chapped lips. And then she's... Yo, all right, let's move on.
You're not nice. That's not nice.
I'm sorry.
About her. Talking about her
yeah.
Like that.
Word. She might be listening to the show.
I know that's right. Shout out to Shout out to her. Anyway, Chevy baby, let's get a little serious.
All right,
nah.
Yeah.
It's not in my bones. All right.
So we talking about hoes.
We're talking about
pimps.
Hoes.
How do you feel about pimps?
Right. We're talking about hoes.
Pimps?
And I agree with your definition of a hoe, as far as somebody who have sex for money.
Yeah.
But then I'm thinking about it as somebody who's just promiscuous and don't have any boundaries at all. I mean, money is good, but I mean, I believe you can still be a hoe and not get paid for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think when he says that's the bottom of the barrel, I think that is somebody he's referring to. I mean, I could be wrong. By all means, call in Mr. Anonymous or Miss Anonymous. 805-830-8320. And I'm going to go with somebody who has no limits at all, no limitations. You giving it up to whomever, whatever. You don't have no type of selective criteria. You just want to get fucked. It doesn't matter if you come in or not. It doesn't matter if he's doing it good or not. It doesn't matter if he took a bath or not. Like, you just raunchy with it. And I think that is a definition of hoe. I don't care if it's you knew him. I don't care if his brother came to you. I don't care if his cousin came to you. I don't care if his daddy came to you. You going to let him be. Like, you have no type of criteria. And I think that is a definition of a hoe. Or it could be a floor. I don't know.
Yeah.
Slut and a whore. Isn't that what slur is?
No, I don't. I have no clue.
Me neither. I just heard it. Just heard it around.
Okay.
So we use these words, we use these terminologies, and there's no basis to them. No?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, a lot of people use terminologies, but you still don't know where they come from. It's just like, you know, whatever your group of your circle of friends is using, you're going to end up using without even know the meaning of it. But like the guy who was called up before, he touched on something, and that was like, I believe he said something along the lines about like hoes are needed because they give sexual, because they do things that other people won't, or something like that. Which I kind of understand, I kind of agree, because like, 9 in 10 times, people who are going to women or men who are, you know, selling their services, they usually are straight-laced. You know, they don't look like the type that would do all the sexual deviances, you know. So, for the way how you said it, I kind of understand and kind of agree, because they are needed, because, you know, for sexual services that your wife is not doing or your partner is not doing, you go to somebody else that's going to give it to you. But in exchange of those sexual services, you have to pay for it. So I understand what he's saying.
Okay. I don't understand. I can't even agree, because I don't see no manholes. I can't find no manholes.
I'm trying to be a male hole.
When did that become a good thing? We're just sitting up here talking about it's not a good thing. Now, it's a good thing. It's needed to make the world run. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
At the end of the day, a lot of people are going to use the Bible, whatever. Even the Bible, Mary Magdalene. She was a hoe. You know, so hoes are needed, you know. But how do you feel about pimps?
What about pimps?
Do you think a hoe needs a pimp?
Do a hoe need a pimp?
Yeah.
No. A hoe don't need a pimp. To an extent.
Okay.
No, I don't think a hoe needs a pimp. The only thing a pimp is doing, exploiting somebody's mental. It's all about game. and evoking fear into that person and using their weakness against them. That's all a pimp is really doing. There's nothing glamorous about being a pimp. There really isn't. You're using women, you know, you're using their lack of self-esteem and self-worth against them. You're destroying them mentally, and you're exploiting them. So there's nothing glamorous. There's nothing. No, a pimp is not needed. You're promising them protection. No, it's not needed.
Okay.
What else? Do you know, I see it and I don't see it as far as hoes being needed. I mean, I can see it on one hand, you know, you have these sexual desires as a man and you may deal with a woman that doesn't, you know, she doesn't have those same desires to fulfill your fantasy. So I can see it, but at the same time, y'all are using that as an excuse to cheat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's not good. The cheat, no.
It's, you know, like, women have sexual desires. We get our sexual peak, and you being 30 years old, I mean, you being 40 or 50, or you have your little midlife crisis and all that stuff coming to fact. So we need a pool boy.
Yeah.
I got one of them little plastic kiddie pools outside my door.
Huh? You do? For what?
I can hire a pool boy. I mean, little plastic kiddie pool.
I guess the pool boy would clean your pool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anyway, back to hoeing. Back to hoes. Back to hoes.
Somebody asks, hey, LaCrush, what about those who choose to be a hoe? I say, by all means, get your money, Popo.
I have no. I mean, women.
I can't knock a hoe. I can't knock it. She's taking something that is natural for us to do, which is to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
We're humans. That's what we're made for, to reproduce. You got a tool.
Yeah.
I got the equipment. Let's put those together. They're meant to interlace. She's taking that, and she's banking off of it. So I can't knock it. I mean, by all means, get your money, boo-boo. That's her decision. That's her choice. Why would I judge her? 9 times out of 10, I don't even know. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. I'm just hearing it from word of mouth. I don't know because I'm not calling her up. I'm not looking for her. So why would that even bother me? But what do you think, Chev?
About
what? What about those who choose to be
to choose that lifestyle?
I
have no problem with that. I mean, more power to you. If you know how what you're doing, you know how to separate feelings from pleasure, know how to go in there and actually have sex with men and make money without catching those feelings, then more power to you. More power to you.
Right. I really
just think,
don't
like,
see the downfall in it. And on top of that,
downfall.
If he's good at what he do and you get an orgasm off of that, bitch, I'm jealous. I mean,
yeah, you're getting paid just to get an orgasm. That's the most crazy shit.
Like, if he knows what he's doing, nigga, give me an
opportunity. You go to sleep? I mean, I think the only problem with that, if you get a real good orgasm, knock you out and go to sleep, like say like you're a young lady that falls asleep real easily, there's a good chance that nigga might take back his money.
Yeah.
I would.
You see,
let me go
grimy.
Pay me.
Grimy.
Let me go. Let me go pay a hoe. I would take back my money.
Bitch, wake your ass up.
I word, that's what you do need one.
Just wake your ass.
Word. Where all my money went? Like, yo, you went to sleep. What's wrong with you, girl? You can't be sleeping like that. No,
I got another caller. I believe
bet.
This is Russ from across the pond. What's up, Russ?
All right.
Wait, Russ. I can't understand you. Can you hear me?
Okay, hear you now. Hello to Crush. Hello to Chevy.
How you doing, sir?
Hi, mate. Hello to Romeo. Romeo and is it Daniel?
Oh, Romeo hung up.
Smooches is in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And Smooches, if you're listening, darling, I really enjoyed that spoken word. I love that, Smooches. Is she gone?
Okay. Yeah, she's there. We're talking about holes.
Right. Well, in England, we got different names.
Okay.
Slapper.
A slapper?
Slag.
Oh.
Trumpet's a popular one. My uncle said to me before he died, he gave me a bit of advice about women, and this is all he knew. He said, never marry a woman who's obsessed with diets because they're always miserable. And never marry a trumpet unless you want an exciting life. And that's all he said to me.
Interesting.
It was literally it. We've got other names.
You can't turn a trumpet into a housewife.
Well, I don't know. I mean, can you turn a housewife into a trumpet?
You find the right one.
Yes.
Anything is possible.
It's all about work, though, isn't it, life?
I believe anything is possible.
Yeah. But it's funny because you can hire housemates and you can hire hookers. So it all comes back to money.
You can hire a housewife. I got 908. I believe this is Smooches. Hey.
Hello. I just wanted to rejoin the conversation, Smooches.
Hey, Smooches. Welcome back.
I just wanted to tell the caller that just called in. I was listening, and thank you so much. And I agree with a lot of things that he's saying. Unfortunately, time has passed, and humans and their nature have evolved.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, everything that's taboo is on the open right now. I agree with our host.
Yeah.
And I know I sound down and, you know, you can't get hard with what I'm talking right now, but that's okay. To the young fella that wants to be a male hoe, there's plenty of women out there waiting, but you better have something out there that's going to blow their mind, because if not, they're on to the next thing. That's what a hoe do.
That's what a hoe do.
That's what a hoe do. We on to the next. You know, I'm talking about responsible hoeship.
When it comes to
have classes in here.
Say that again, Butcher?
Responsible hoeship. It's like if it was a university and we were young ladies and they taught us this, or young men and they taught us that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a hoe is out there and some hoes ain't getting paid for it. So what are they called?
Right.
A hoe. I mean, come on. Everything is a hoe. Anything that you do, if I'm a woman, I had girlfriends when I was growing up. Two of them was doing something that we were all laughing, but as I look back at it now, it's not that damn funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying they was smashing six to 17 men a day, and they were laughing at it. And see, what I learned is that Asian, my girlfriends are Asian, that they just have a higher sexual libido. But I thought that was so funny because they were cracking up at this, and we were cracking up too,
because
the guys didn't know anything, or they stated that the guys didn't know anything. So I don't know. I think it's a really deep question. I love that it's a topic that a lot of people giving some insight on, and I think that we're all judgmental, but at the end of the day, as long as we can keep some of those sexual transmitted diseases from coming to the actual wives at home and some of those guys. Because remember, a hoe don't care, so she's got herpes and she ain't tell you yet. You took that home. You know, I'm just saying, if we could be sexually free, that's all well and good, but there's so many things out there. Are we not looking at all of the factors like a mathematic problem?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. What are your thoughts, Chevy?
You're right. About the host with sexually transmitted diseases. I mean, 9 or 10 times. I mean, women are smart with their women who are in that lifestyle are smart. So there's a good chance that if you want to spend a lot more money, you get to hit it more, and then unfortunately you might end up with something. Unfortunately, but you really have to be on your game. If any woman decides to go into this lifestyle, you have to be really prepared. You have to be really prepared and, like, totally. Because you have to keep in mind, sex is all about money at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to separate a lot. So I agree with what Miss Smooches said.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, okay. I'm thinking, this is a whole have no limitations. That is my personal opinion. You know, this hole, she going to take it in every hole. She going to do what you ask or, you know, do what she think will please you with how many people she want to do it with. And
yeah,
if you come and the condom breaks, she's not going to care. You know, if you forgot the condom, she isn't going to care. Now we go into personal responsibility as a man saying holes are needed. You know, what are your limitations?
Miss, my limitations?
I'm just saying in general. You know, as a man who's going after these services or who's engaged with this person of that lifestyle, what are your limitations? Now, a lot of people, you know, as far as us doing our swinger show, you know, we had a show called Swinger State of Mind that used to come on Wednesday nights. That will be starting up again soon. And when it comes to the swinger lifestyle, I heard that a lot, you know, oh, she a hoe. You know, because she dealt with all these dudes and this lifestyle. But one thing about being in the swinger's lifestyle is every swinger has a criteria. And they're taking personal responsibility. So technically, she's not a hoe. She isn't a hoe. She went to this lifestyle party with the open mind to meet a certain type of person or have this experience. But just because you had a lifestyle party or you consider yourself a swinger doesn't mean you have a sex with every swinger in the building. You know what I mean? There is a criteria that she's going through because not everybody is going to make you wet. Not everybody's going to turn you on. And nobody's paying for it. You know, so.
Yeah. A lot of people don't want to pay. I don't want to pay.
Well, when you don't want the lip, when you don't want, I don't want to talk. I don't want to have to Don Juan you, feed you some cheesy pickup line. I don't want to do that. I just want
it's very easy. Yeah.
And leave.
You just want nothing, just be
so
out.
So that's simple. Where the whole pay to play come in. And that's why I believe Romeo and, you know, most men feel like it's needed because when I have a wife, I have a responsibility to make sure she get off. I have a responsibility to make sure that she's stimulated mentally as well as physically. When it comes to me just wanting to get a nut, sometimes you just want to be in and be out. You got that urge,
totally
you need the bus, you want to feel it, you know, you want to feel a woman, you beat it and bounce. And I think that's where the whole lifestyle, whole phenomenon is coming in for that part. But technically, there's no dictionary out there that's telling you what a hoe is. So it's all up for interpretation.
Yeah,
in my book.
I totally agree.
Russ, you still with me? What you doing, Russ? You quiet over there.
Yeah, I think when it comes back to the name, I mean, personally, some of the men I've known over the years.
Your mic, Russ.
Too close.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Some some of the men I've known over the years, when they call women a slag or a trumpet or whatever, I think sometimes it's to them like a defence mechanism. Does that make any sense? Like some men who are insecure with women or frightened of women might have these terminologies for them out of fear. Does that make any sense?
Right,
if some men are frightened of women or certain types of women, so if they don't want to go near them, they can just say, oh, she's a hoe. I'm staying clear of her.
Okay.
You know?
Okay,
I don't know.
That.
I mean, there's one thing I do know, that if the word hoe never existed, you would never have had any NWA albums.
Okay.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. All right, folks, I'm going to go into another break. We have reached the top of the hour. Actually, we're 10 minutes past the top of the hour. It is 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 9:10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We got Smooches from Jersey. We got Chev from Brooklyn. We got Russ from the United Kingdom. We got Larry and some anonymous people inside the chat room right now. And we are talking about the whole phenomenon. We're having a little fun, and we're playing a little music, and just having a good time. So if you want to join the conversation, by all means, give us a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that one. We'll definitely let you on. Shout out to the 917s and the 646 tuned in right now. Listen to us, and hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be right back.
And the gay thing big, too. The gay thing had a big year, boy, with the whole nominated movie, the Brokeback Mountain of it all. It was a big thing, you know, and the thing about it, just everywhere now. It's just gay, little gay everywhere. You know, I was going through the airport, my little gate agent, he didn't even have no wand. He was just wanding me with his hand, just beep, beep, beep. I was like, you ain't even got no wand, dog. Shut up, troublemaker. Beep, beep. Thing is, I understand, man. We live in a diverse society. I understand there's going to be gay people. That's fine. You know, everybody, you know, that's okay. Be gay. That's okay. But now they got issues that, you know, cross over where you got to have a decision about it. You know, like gay marriage. You know, that might affect you inadvertently. I mean, you know, if y'all want to be married, that's fine. That's fine. But, you know, with gay marriage, mean it's going to be gay weddings. What if somebody asks you to be in their damn wedding, huh? You ain't talk about that shit, did you? My little gay cousin asked me to be in his shit. I'm like, hold on, motherfucker. Which one are you, the bride or the groom? So you asking me to be a bridesmaid? That is inappropriate. I do not want to walk down no aisle with no shirt on with my back out, nigga. I don't want to do that. I don't want to wear open-toed sandals. I don't want to do that. They got legislation. They got legislation now, you know, on gay day. You know, make it an official holiday, gay day, where you get gay day off. See, that's hard, because black people, we usually take any damn day off, don't we? I mean, Yom Kippur, you off, I'm off. You off, I'm off. Cinco de Mayo, you off, I'm off. May 5th for everybody. But gay day, that's a hard one to explain, ain't it? You come to work the next day, all your boys looking at you like, why was you off yesterday, dawg? I was sick. You wasn't sick, nigga. Yesterday was gay day, nigga. Your ass is gay. Ain't nobody gay, I pulled my hair straight. They got scientists involved trying to prove it's a gay gene that makes you gay. Believe that, dog? Could be. That's what I say. Could be. I don't know. Could be. You got to think about it. A lot of gay people. It used to be in like 72, 73, it was one or two gay people, you know. Liberace and Little Richard. We knew who they were, you know. Now, sprinkle, 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 sprinkle. I'm just saying, you got to think about it. If it is a gay gene, then, you know, then it means a gay gene and everything that reproduce sexually like humans. So, therefore, it's gay dogs out there, you know. Somewhere in the jungle is a big-ass gay lion. Nigga just said, roar! Roar! I will scratch your eyes out! I'm queen of the jungle! Roar! Somewhere in Australia is a gay kangaroo, nigga. Just... What is in my pocket? What do I have in my pocket, everyone? Somewhere by the lake is a gay duck, nigga. Aflac. Aflac, bitch. I'm just saying, the possibilities are endless.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Go fast, yeah.
Love and War. Welcome back. That was Tamar Braxton with Love and War. And before that, we had Skit from Cedric the Entertainer on gays, gay marriage, and just gay everything. All right. You are tuned in to Musically Inclined. I am your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hart, and this is Phone Fantasy Radio, 805-830-8320. The number to call in and join in the conversation. And we are talking about the whole phenomenon. We are really getting in and just really trying to put a definition of face to it. You know, what is a whole? Is a whole a good thing? Is a whole a bad thing? Is there limitations? Is there no limitations? Are they needed? Are they not needed? We asked a little bit of everything, and we got people from across the world, I should say, because, you know, we are globally known here at Phone Fantasy Radio, and we are talking about it all. Okay, so we have the chat room open right now. We got a few anonymous people, but let me bring back the little planner I have. I have Chevy Baby representing Brooklyn. You there, Chevy?
Yes, I am.
And we have Miss Smooches representing New Jersey. You still with me, Smooches?
Yes, I'm right here, Smooches.
All right. And we also have Russ representing London.
Word to your mother.
All right. Word to your mother. And we got some people in the chat room as well. Daniel is in the chat room. Larry is in the chat room. And we have a little mini conversation. Somebody anonymous is in the chat room, and he says, or she says, I'm thinking he says, I wish that ladies were more honest and say, like James Brown, I want to hit it and quit. That's what the comment he made in there. And I responded with, when they are honest, they are judged about their sexual preferences. And then Russ, you came behind me and you said a problem a lot of women are having is they are apologizing or disguising for being disguising or disgusted. Russ?
Sorry.
Was you trying to say they were apologizing and disguising or discussing for being sexually open by doing that? A lot of men think it's a bad thing.
What I mean is, if women are acting like if a woman is hiding their sexuality and tiptoeing around, some men will automatically think, well, she's obviously doing something bad, the fact she's acting like she's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Interesting.
Like I said, the problem with men is men love hoes, but when it comes, if it comes to a relationship, they want an angel. Men want their cake and eat it. They love women, you know. They might want to watch strippers dancing up and down a pole.
Mm-hmm.
But unless they're swingers, they wouldn't want their wife or girlfriend doing that. You know, that's what a lot of men is. I think, I mean, you're a swinger, Crush. I think swingers are the most honest people there are.
Mm.
Now, a lot of swingers get criticised for their morality, maybe, but I think swingers are the most honest people there are, and a lot of swingers' marriages are probably the longest-lasting marriages ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no lies, there's no deceit. You know, I know in London a married couple who are swingers, and they're probably the happiest married couple I've ever met. I know we're talking about a different thing now, sorry, but I'm just saying.
I definitely get what you're saying, and I agree to an extent. Another thing I noticed too is like when it comes to the word cheating. It's not the fact that you had sex. I mean, you know, to an extent, it's what you said. You had sex with somebody else, but it's the betrayal, like you said, the deceit, you know, and not giving me the choice.
Yeah.
You know, you took that away from me. if I wanted to be involved with you, and you made a choice for me. So that's what hurts the most when it comes to cheating. You know, I know you're a man. If I'm real with myself, I know that you have sexual desires, you have fantasies, you have all that, and I know this. But for you to go about behind my back when I'm supposed to, when you're supposed to be the man that I chose, the man that I'm supposed to be in this monogamous relationship with, the man that, you know, got the password to my account, you know, who's part of my livelihood, who puts me in danger, you know, that's where the problem, for the most part, comes from when, you know, when people are cheating. But don't get the lifestyle twisted either. There are a lot of deceit when it comes to lifestyle as well.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother topic at a whole nother time. But,
they're
not as, a lot of swingers are not as straightforward, because it is something that was taboo to mention, what Smooches was saying earlier. That was something that it wasn't for everybody. And like I said, I'm a single person. You know,
years ago, Crush.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, pornography was a taboo. Look at pornography today. That taboo is almost being crushed now. It's acceptable for people to say they watch adult movies. People might go to work and say they watch adult movies, but years ago, probably in the early 80s, 70s, that was like, pornography was the thing that a lot of people thought was a taboo and you hid away.
But you know, that was the same thing for women. You know, we only got the right to vote in 1920.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, y'all got to understand, when it comes to us expressing ourselves as women, as, you know, me being a black woman on top of that, you know, I didn't have that voice, you know, back then. You know, back then, that wasn't, you had to be proper. There was no such thing as you being out after dark. It wasn't safe for you to walk after dark. It wasn't safe for you to be out. You supposed to be in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant. Like, literally, that's where you belong. You know, if you're not going shopping for food or clothes or something necessary for the house, you're not supposed to be outside. There was no such thing for fun for you.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, you was a prisoner in your own home. You know, and let alone being in a swing lifestyle, let alone being single and sexually free. That wasn't heard of. It was being done, but it wasn't heard of.
Yeah.
Now, like you said, with the birth of the internet, where you can make up these characters like LaCrush Hearts, where you can post your pictures and interact with people from around the world, and, you know, have all these Facebook groups, you know, show a titty or two. You know, this is giving birth to a brand new mentality, a brand new sexuality.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a brand new woman.
Yeah.
For the most part, you know, we're making money, our own money. You know, we're taking care of our own households. Whether we're being forced to or whether we want to, this is part of our new reality. You know, that is something to take account for when we're talking about this, what is Chevy put it, as a lifestyle. You know, 10 years ago, no such thing would have been put together. It wouldn't have been, quote unquote, a lifestyle if you was referring to the word hoe, you know.
I mean, there was, 10 years ago, there was, like, it was, but it was underground. Not everybody is just, like, when it comes to swinging, it's so pop. I mean, so popular, so everybody wants to be a swinger. Like, I have my own feelings on swinging, and, you know, I just think it's just like prostitution.
Right, that's a whole other show.
Yeah, that's a whole other show.
We can open up there. But, you know, I'm just saying, generally speaking, you know, we are, as women, I don't know if you agree with me or not, Smooches, but as women, we're coming into our own. Pretty much, you know, everything is evolving for us, and if there's no criteria, if there's no instruction manual, you know, we're just taking it as it comes, so to speak, and there's no, like I said, there's no structure to follow, you know, with with the birth of technology, with the way of interacting and coming and how we're communicating and coming together now, you know, go online, type in escort, you can get you one in your country, you know. So this is something, you know, especially in the United States, where we talked about this yesterday, this being the land of the free, and people are migrating or immigrating from other places here. So you got like this big old melting pot with no lid, and soon enough it's going to all boil over if it's not contained, in my opinion. You know, that's the only analogy I can come with at this very moment because I'm hungry. So, anybody else want to add anything?
Now, in New York, Crush, you've got 300 different languages spoken.
Right.
In London, it's 350.
Right.
I'm just saying. No, that's the last show.
Just want to share something.
Tell Brick that.
Okay.
Tell Brick that in London you can get Pepsi Lime now. Do they do Pepsi Lime in New York?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
No, but they have the Coca-Cola, different flavors. You have to go to like churches.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So they have the Coca-Cola fountain, I believe, and has multiple different flavors.
Oh, wow.
Multiple different flavors.
Sounds good. That'd be in London soon, because if it's in America, it comes to England straight away. It comes to the UK straight away if it comes from America.
Oh.
It starts in America,
okay.
You have it.
All right. So, as y'all know, I'm on twice a week. We are on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Tomorrow night we're talking about family info, when that person, that relative, is also your worst enemy. Everybody got this in their family. There's somebody that they just don't get along with, you know, that does something so grimy, so despicable, so unforgivable. Well, you know what? We're going to be talking about that tomorrow night right here on Phone Fantasy Radio, The Honey Suite with LaCrush Hearts, because I'm the hostess of it. And that's how it's going down. 805-830-8320. That's the number to call in. Log that into your phone for Phone Fantasy Radio. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. Click on Listen Chat. We're on Facebook. Once again, Facebook.com/WRPF Radio. That's WRPF Radio. Somebody asked me, Crush, what the hell does that mean? And that actually stands for We Are a Phone Fantasy Radio. Duh. what else? We're on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio. I couldn't put the to see there, so it's Phone Fan Radio. So hit me up on Twitter, follow back, send me a note, I'll send you one back. And you can get all the updates of what we're playing, what we're doing, when we're on air, and all that good stuff. This is Musically Inclined, some Monday night jukebox, I like to call it, and we're having a casual conversation about the whole phenomenon, just talking about hoes and different aspects and what they are, who they are, everything underneath the sun. Let's see, I got about 25 minutes remaining on the clock. I just want to say this. I'm going to start my own Craigslist, and it's going to be for male escorts only. I'm serious. I'm dead ass serious.
I'm dead ass serious too. Let's go.
All right. I'm going to have my own Craigslist. It's going to be a classified for male escorts, for male hoes.
I'm serious. I'm down for whatever.
I'm a chick-a-lo. Shout out to Nick Cannon. Only R. Kelly would talk about being a gigolo. Get up.
Yeah.
Kel is that dude.
Gigolo in the snow.
Huh?
Gigolo in the snow.
Yep. I'm going to start a website for male escorts, and I'm going to charge them $20 to post.
Oh, I thought you were going to take, huh, $20 for how much? How long?
To post an ad. Like Craigslist.
Craigslist, you don't have to charge.
What? Craigslist? You do charge to post escort.
No, that's the other one.
Mm-mm.
There's back pages.
Both of them.
The Craigslist, they got rid of that.
They got
rid
of that.
How do you get paid?
Huh?
How do you get paid?
If you charge them?
No, you won't put out the ads. So where's the multiple stream of income right there? What's your revenue stream?
Multiple, well, they want to promote themselves. I get $20 a pop.
Oh, I like that.
I get $20 for them to post, and I get another $20 for them to repost. So.
Oh, that's better than hoeing. Take it to the next level, sweetie.
$20. I can't control what you post, how you post it. I'm just saying. I'm going to bring the traffic. You know? Hook you up. And on top of that, I'm offering website services. So if you want to have kingdingaling.com, I'm your girl. So that's where my stream of income is coming. Because now I'm going to give them websites. Who doesn't want a .com to show off their penis?
I do. Why not? I'm only
right.
Lying.
Your little professional pictures.
So.
Shit. The way these iPhones and cell phones now, who needs a regular camera? All you need is a tripod.
I'm shy when it comes to that, Crush.
Huh?
I'm shy when it comes to stuff like that.
Whatever.
I love this.
Don't believe nothing Russ say, y'all. Just a year ago, you were showing me your booty and your penis.
Well, I mean, people change.
You're right. Not Russ.
I've only got the one.
Huh?
I've only got the one.
Uh-huh. What you mean? You was live. We was on webcam.
Oh, I love it. No, seriously, I love it. I'm an exhibitionist. I love it.
I'm a nudist. I'm sitting here nude right now.
I go to nude beach in England. I go to a nude beach.
Oh.
Seriously.
I'm not that bold. I do nude in my house.
Oh, you want to try it, darling? You want to try it?
Interesting. Hey, add me to Facebook, y'all. Facebook.com/LaHearts, LaHearts, or / Super Fluffy Flirt. Now, that is my sexy page. Super Fluffy Flirt, you know, that's for me to promote my websites and stuff, my phone sex lines, my webcamming, my custom videos, my custom audio clips, all that is on Super Fluffy Flirt, superfluffyflirt.com. As y'all know, I'm on youtube.com/thecrushheart, and on YouTube, I am doing videos of blowing balloons. I blow these big 36-inch balloons. I'm about to get me a big old beach ball and go to the beach and make some clips there. I hopefully will have some female friends who may want to join into the videos. If you are a big, beautiful woman in the New York City area, you want to get down with me, learn more about it, interested in doing the phone sex webcam and video thing, hit me up, superfluffyflirt@gmail.com. Right. Chevy, baby, you going to get on it with me?
Get on what?
Video. YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm there. I'm there. I'll bring the props.
You're the prop guy. You're the prop guy.
I ain't know how I was supposed to blow that up or not, so.
Yeah, you're the prop guy.
I'm Chef, the prop guy. I'm the balloon popper.
You're going to have on custom-made T-shirts that says Crushy Baby, Chevy Baby, and on the black it says Blow and Up.
Yeah, all right, we D. I'm damn sure.
I have the Blow, you're going to have the Up on. And we're going to turn around, and you're going to say Blow Up.
Oh, you know what, that's the sub. I'm D, I'm down.
For real? No.
No, I'm dead ass. I'm not nude. I'm not naked. I'm not doing nothing. Good.
No, let's go. That's for when the site is rebuilt.
That's when we get nasty.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a hand job while I blow you.
Balloon. Ooh.
I'm gonna give you a proper blow job.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm stupid.
Don't take me serious, people. I'm a virgin, so.
Whatever, you ain't no virgin. Oh, shout out to Smooches. Thank you for tuning in. Her phone died. She just joined the chat room. Shout out to her. Thank you for tuning in to the show. Thank you for sharing your works with us. And calling in, had a very good time with you. I'm serious, y'all. I'm going to start that website. I don't have the name for it yet, but it's going to be awesome. I'm going to start male escorts, female escorts, but it's going to be mostly for men. Yeah. Shout out to
Brick.
Shout out to Brick. Want to definitely. No. Why you suck your teeth?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No. I had no problem with Brick. I'm sorry about that. My app is closed. Download the Flickr app, yo. I like that.
Flickr app.
Yeah. Remember Flickr?
Oh, the picture?
Yeah, they got an app now.
Oh.
I'm enjoying myself.
I have a Flickr account.
All right, I'm gonna plus you. I'm gonna add you. You're gonna be in my contact.
Yeah, you're gonna see all my pictures, titties. No, I don't think I have that up there. Anyway,
I'm gonna look it up right now and tell you what I see.
I'm an internet hoe. You pay.
Yeah. Well, I won't say hoe, but
I'm an internet hoe. I am. I'm a virtual hoe.
So you probably be a hoe, an internet hoe.
I'm an internet hoe.
Oh, I've seen this picture.
They
oh, this is the picture
sex.
I took of you.
On my titty, right?
Yo, this is the picture I took of you.
With my titty.
Ow, kind of, sort of. In like
yeah.
a, Yeah, this is the picture I took of you. I think on your birthday.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. It's out there. Oh, dear.
All right, I'm going to plus you.
Brick.
I'm going to add you. You.
Are you out there, Brick?
Hiya.
Is Brick out there? Paige and Brick. Pastor Brick. Brick. She's out there, but I don't think she's available right now. She's out there in spirit. Shout out to Brick. I told y'all about tomorrow night. I told y'all about next week. Okay, guys, so here's the dilemma. Next Monday is May 27th. I don't know if I'll be doing a show or not. What y'all think? Should I do a show tomorrow, next week?
What's May 27th then, Crash?
I don't know.
Oh.
In the States, I believe that's on Memorial Day, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It's Memorial Day. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, it's May 27th this year.
What, for the Boston thing?
Huh?
No, no, just in general.
Oh, right.
No, it's just a U.S. holiday.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'll be doing a show. I should do a show, a tribute to the troops. Yeah, on Memorial Day. Ow, I hurt my titty. Anyway, what you think, Chef? Should we do a show on Memorial Day?
Hey, go for it. Go for it.
Go for it?
Yeah.
I'll bet you Howard Stern will.
What kind of show? What topic will we be talking about Memorial Day? I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't get that far.
I imagine you haven't.
I don't know. We'll find something to talk about. So right now, it is up in the air about next week.
Well, you've
talked about
hoes. What about dogs?
Huh?
You've mentioned hoes tonight.
Uh-huh.
What about the male equivalent?
The male equivalent?
Yeah.
Nah. Because y'all don't admit to it. Being hoes. Men don't admit to it. They say it's part of our nature. Y'all have all these excuses on why y'all do what y'all do. So, nope.
Ghostface Killer said it's part of a man's duty.
Right.
To be a dog.
See?
If a man doesn't do it, he's not a real man. And Ghostface Killer said that. He's not a real man if he doesn't cheat on his woman.
Mm. See? Too much deceit. But anyway, we'll find something to talk about. We got a few minutes remaining on the Clizak. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight and having a good time. As always, shout out to you, Russ, over there in the UK. Chevy Baby, representing Brooklyn. Shout out to Smooches, Romeo, Larry, the anonymous users in the chat room. Thank y'all so much for showing up and showing out with me on Musically Inclined with LaCrush Hearts on Fall Fantasy Radio. We'll be back here tomorrow night for Family and Foe, a family member who is your worst enemy. I definitely got a lot of those. My whole family my worst enemy.
Really?
You know, call in. Share your stories. Give us your opinions. And so much more. Remember to save our number, 805-830-8320, and save the website, phonefantasyradio.com. Right now, I'm going to hand it over to Russ to let him give his shout-outs and his final thoughts.
Well, my final thoughts is a big shout-out to Smooches in New Jersey, Chevy in Brooklyn, You Crush in Brooklyn, too, and Hose Up. G's down.
Oh, no, that's right. What about you, Chevy Baby?
Shout out to Russ. Shout out to Miss Smooches. Shout out to lovely, sexual, vivacious, LaCrush Heart.
Sorry, Mac is a hater. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. Do I have to repeat myself again?
Yeah, well, I didn't hear the last part.
The lovely, blah, 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 LaCrush Hearts.
Oh.
You got on tape, so you probably hear it again.
Oh, yeah.
But, and shout out to everybody else that's listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. And shout out to all the hoes out there. It's a hard game. It's a hard life. But just keep on doing what you have to do and put God first.
I know that's right. Once again, shout out to everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here for Fantasy Radio. As always, I am signing off with some music. And y'all enjoy the evening.
Bye. down another level and get you dancing with the devil. Take a shot of beer, but I'm warning you, I'm on that shit that you can't smell, baby. So put down your perfume.
A trench coat and stilettos. Tonight I intend on making you scream in falsetto. Follow the trail of red rose petals leading to my king size bed. Now lay on your back, thighs spread, and enjoy the movement of my tongue while I proceed to make your eyes roll into the back of your head. See, sweetheart, you may have been with other men, but tonight I intend to lift up your skirt. Insert my fingers and massage your G-spot until you squirt. Tonight I want you to release and leave puddles of your orgasmic juices all over the sheets. See, I'm a man who understands how to use the forefinger on my hand to massage your vaginal glands. Suck on your nipples until you squirt so hard that you need a bedpan. So lay back, relax, and unlock your thighs while I use my tongue to lick your wet womanhood counterclockwise. Have you surprised by my cock size? Leave you feeling so good that you'll be looking cockeyed, moaning in pleasure while the bed rocks and my rock-hard cock slowly slides inside of you. I just want you to release. I want you to sit on my face, ride my tongue, allow me to lick your inner thighs until tears of joy fall from your eyes. I want to make love to you until your orgasm has an orgasm. Tonight, I'll intentionally give you every inch of me, cause you to drench the sheets, clench your teeth while I make love to you sensually. Eventually, feel your pelvic throbbing. I'll have your head bobbing, knob slobbing, have the bed rocking till your neighbors come knocking. I want you to come so hard that you call your doctor and tell him he needs to prescribe you a med. Leave the sheets so wet you think you peed the bed. Now close your eyes. Visualize my tongue taking a trip towards the inner region of your hips. Fantasize feeling my warm tongue flick the tip of your clit. You can't escape my strong grip. So just lay back as my mouth tingles every sip of the love juice that drips from in between your coochie lips. And I can tell you're excited because your clit is beginning to swell. And you're naturally wet, there's no need for lubricant gel. Now fantasize, feeling my fingertips filing your erect nipples while I slowly slide every inch of me inside of you, causing your body to shudder while I hone in on your G-spot. And I'm penetrating you with slow, deep strokes. Suddenly you feel an increase in your pulse. Anticipation begins to peak, and within minutes, your body begins to convulse. Now make eye contact with me while our bodies rock rhythmically. You moan in pleasure with each deep thrust, and I'm bending my back swiftly, urging you to bust. That's it, baby, get your nut. And I quicken my pace. Your hips gyrate while I penetrate deeper, and within minutes, your wet womanhood pulsates. Wet waves of pleasure and satisfaction come gushing out of your floodgates. And I hear you screaming, I feel you squirting. Don't worry about wetting the sheets, women also deserve this deep. Moments later, I hear you whisper that squirting is the closest thing you've ever felt to paradise. Rest for now, because later tonight, I intend to make you squirt twice.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.